Our next case is number 013415, the United States against Carl F. Young. Ms. Christensen.
May it please the court, counsel. My name is Joanna Christensen, and I'm with the Federal Public Defender's Office for the Central District of Illinois.
Ms. Christensen, I have one basic question I'd like to ask you,
yes,
and
sir.
I will ask your colleague as well, and that is, at this point in the litigation, what divides you?
I'm sorry, what divides
you? What divides us? You? What is the point of contention? It seems that you've come fairly close on a great number of the points raised.
Yes, Your Honor, we have come fairly close. The only issue, I believe, that really separates us at this time is the effect of the dismissal of count two of the 2000 indictment, which was the count alleging the section 3147 violation, which we acknowledge other circuits have held is not a substantive offense and does not need to be charged. As the government argues in their brief, it was in fact dismissed. It was dismissed by the court, apparently on the court's own motion. I don't believe the government made that motion. At least my review of the sentencing transcript reflects that. The question remains is what's the effect of that dismissal? Arguably, and we advocate for this position, it meant that that section was not to apply to Mr. Young at sentencing. And we admit that the facts are there, that the section could be applied, but like in many other cases, and in this case, occasionally defendants and the government can bargain and negotiate away the application of certain statutory sections. 21 U.S.C. section 851 is an example of this, and in this case he bargained away the effect of that section. He was not held to the mandatory minimum of 20 years because of his prior convictions of drug felonies.
Well, why wouldn't we just leave this to the district court to work all this out on remand?
The entire, all of the whole ball of wax, as it were. I believe that that would be a legitimate conclusion in this case, partially because then you can have the parties in front of the court discussing the intent of this section, which is, I believe, ambiguous because of other portions of the plea agreement that indicate that the parties thought that 3147 would apply to Mr. Young's case. It would probably be the most expeditious way to deal with this case to send the entire thing back for resentencing pursuant to the entire plea agreement with both the government's concessions to do what it had promised to do the first time and then to deal with this ambiguous provision of the plea agreement. So in light of the court's questions, unless the court has other questions, we'll conclude and allow the government to have her time.
Thank you, Ms. Christensen. Ms. Massey? Ms. Massey, I'll ask you the same question.
Yes, Your Honor. May it please the court. I think that counsel did represent to the court is true, that the parties are fairly close. I think the parties, via the briefs, have agreed that 188 months is what the government should recommend for count one in the conspiracy to possess and distribute methamphetamine case, and that by operation of 2J1.7, and this court's holding in United States versus Wilson, that 9 months should be added to that sentence consecutively so that he would be sentenced to 197 months total. As to Ms. Christensen's interpretation of the plea agreement with regard to the 1347 charge, we respectfully disagree with that interpretation, although it certainly should be within the district court's province to interpret what was meant by the parties. I think the plea agreement is very clear when it states that Mr. Young understands that the term of imprisonment imposed for the charges docketed in the two cases must run consecutively to each other, and then the site is to 18 U.S.C. section 3147. So I think it's fair to say that the United States did not intend to bargain away the 3147 violation, but even taking that into consideration, I think the parties are essentially on the same page with regard to the recommendation to the court for the sentence of 197 months. So unless the court has any other questions, thank you very much, Your Honor.
Thank you, Ms. Massey. Anything further?
I'll just make one further short comment. The section of the plea agreement that the government read that Mr. Young agrees that the sentences will be affected by Section 31.7 needs to be interpreted in light of the later provision of the agreement where the government agrees to move to dismiss the charge under Section 31.47. And I agree with the government that there is an ambiguity in this case. It's hard to reconcile those two provisions of the plea agreement. But I also agree with Judge Evans that this is under the province of the district court to determine what was meant by the parties. If there are no further questions, Mr. Young respectfully requests this court remand his sentence for resentencing in front of the district court. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Christensen. Indeed, thanks to both counsel. The case will be taken under advisement. We'll move to the last case of the morning.